Hola.
Good afternoon, Susan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? My name is Ed, and I'm taking a public opinion survey for Metro Research. We're trying to find out how the people of your area feel about some of the issues facing Puerto Rico today. This is a totally confidential survey. We're working with an independent U.S. research institute, and not with any political party or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be so kind and do the survey for me?
How long does your survey take?
It's about 5 minutes.
Sure, I can do 5 minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. First, to be sure, we're talking to a representative group of Puerto Ricans. And which of the following categories is your age? Under 18 to 29, 30 to 34, 35 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 64, or more than 55?
I'm 50 to 64.
Thank you. And what is your zip code? I have 00937. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I have 00, well, I'm in 00646.
Okay.
That's my P.O. box that year.
Okay. Thank you. And, okay. When Puerto Rico holds elections, will you say that you always vote, almost always vote, only vote sometimes, or rarely, or never vote?
Sometimes.
Thank you. And to make sure that you have a representative sample, which of the following best describes the region where you live? Maya West, Ponce, Bayamo, Humacao, Carolina, San Juan, Bayamón, Arecibo.
Carolina.
Thank you. What is the highest level of formal education that you have completed? Just in high school, some college or vocational training beyond high school, or college graduate?
Vocational training.
Thank you. And do you feel things in Puerto Rico are generally getting better, getting worse, or staying about the same?
I think it's getting better.
Thank you. How much change would you like to see in the way of Puerto Rico, in the way Puerto Rico is run? No change, small changes, substantial change, a complete and total upheaval.
I'd like to see some changes.
Small changes or substantial?
Some, I guess, substantial.
Okay. On a scale of excellent, good, only fair, and poor, how would you rate economic conditions in Puerto Rico these days? Excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Well, if somebody has to work at a job, I mean, they're not getting paid as much as the states. But
okay.
If somebody's got the drive to work,
mm-hmm.
then they can do well here.
Okay,
I'm going to just say it's kind of fair.
Okay.
It's fair, yeah. Because
okay.
I'm seeing that we're not equal to the states, unfortunately, when things are coming to.
I know
yeah.
that's bad, but I know.
Yeah.
Are you planning to make a major purchase, such as a house or appliance or a car, within the next 6 months? Yes or no?
Maybe. Been looking.
Would you want me to record yes or no?
You can say yes.
Okay. Which of the following is your top choice in shopping? I'm going to reach a list of many malls. San Patricio Plaza, Premium Outlets, Plaza del Sol, Monte Hiedra, Plaza de las Americas, Maya West Mall, Plaza del Caribe, Mall of San Juan, Rio Hondo, Plaza Carolina. That's probably yours, right?
Okay. I've gone to probably Plaza Carolina the most.
Okay. And why is that mall your favorite? Is there anything?
I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just ended up there. The last one I was at last week was Mall of San Juan. But I just find myself going over to Plaza Carolina just because sometimes it's easier for me that I just go over there.
Is it close to your home?
It's close to where I have one of my businesses. So
okay.
I go there in the morning. There's no traffic. It's easy parking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the reason why you go there, right?
I would say that's it, yeah.
Okay. Easy parking. Okay. And turning now to politics, do you think that the elections in Puerto Rico this year are more important than usual, about as same as usual, or less important than usual this year? The one
I would say same as usual. Same as usual.
About the same, okay. And how likely are you to vote in this year's general election on a scale from 0, meaning you will not vote, and a 10, meaning that you are certain that you will vote? 0 or 10?
5.
Okay. And if the election for governor were held today, would you vote for Proyecto Dignidad candidate Javier Jimenez Perez, PIP and MVC candidate Juan Dalmau, PPV candidate Jesus Manuel Ortiz, PNP candidate Jennifer Gonzalez, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. If the election for resident commissioner were today, would you vote for Proyecto Dignidad candidate Viviana Ramirez, MVC and PIP candidate Ana Irma Rivera Dacen?
I would say again, undecided. I have
okay.
nobody that I don't feel, yeah, I don't feel strongly for anybody
okay.
at the moment.
No problem. Maybe after the survey, you will change your mind because I want to reach about one of them anyhow. If the election for Puerto Rico's legislature were held today, who would you vote for in your local district? The Proyecto Dignidad candidate, the Victoria Ciudadana or PIP candidate, the PPD candidate, the PMP candidate? Not sure.
I don't feel for any of them.
Okay.
Undecided.
Undecided. Not sure.
Yeah. Either. Nobody's in, you know, has made an impact on what I think
understand.
About them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, if you could vote in the November presidential election, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump?
Hell no. I already have problems with speaking fluent Spanish after all these years, and then I'm going to have to try to learn Russian. I don't think so.
Right. Okay. How about Robert Kennedy Jr. is running with the third party candidate, the independent, or the Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you vote for, or would you not vote?
I like, even though Joe's old, I think he's got a good soul. Hi, Mario. I'll be right there. I actually have somebody that's here now. I'm going to have to
get
going.
How long are you going to?
No, I'm not interested anymore. When it gets to politics, no interest.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care. Bye.